Minimum wage has been a hot topic as far back as I can remember. If you're an employer, it can feel like government needlessly meddling in the free market, while employees feel like it's never high enough to make a difference. This is especially true where oversaturated labor markets are combined with high cost of living, HCOL, which is pretty much everywhere at this point. Workers may need two or even three minimum wage jobs just to cover food, shelter, and transport in these areas, and would probably love to see the minimum wage lifted. Employers in less dense areas are faced with the opposite problem. Even if they advertise pay above minimum wage, acquiring and keeping entry-level staff in HCOL areas is a constant battle. In this case, my recommendation is to localize your minimum wage. In Canada, most enforceable minimum wages are set by the provinces. Federal minimums apply to federal government employees, and some federally regulated industries. The problem with this is the sometimes broad disparities in cost of living, call, between municipalities, especially between urban and rural. I've seen rent differences from 50 to 100% for comparable apartments. Applying the same minimum wage isn't going to have the effect it's meant to. If your staff can't afford rent, they're going to constantly be searching for something better, leading to high turnover. They'll be forced into mercenary behaviors. See my previous post on True Believers and Mercenaries. Official minimum wages also lag behind inflation, but that's a whole separate discussion. See my What is Money series, starting with part 1, What is Money? On the flip side, having a localized minimum wage allows your employees to stay settled where they are and gives them the freedom to be true believers. You can work it directly into your job postings too. Advertising wages that are based on local call will have your inbox flooded with applications, allowing you to choose from the best instead of having to settle for the desperate. Let's get into how to go about localizing your minimum wage. First, look at a map and ponder how far most would be willing to commute to your workplace. Draw a rough circle with that as the radius. Everywhere inside this circle is fair game for everything to follow. Next, find some low-rent but livable apartments inside the circle and look up their rates. This will be your rent figure. Transport is next. We're going to use fuel cost as a close enough placeholder, as actual costs will vary greatly between individuals. We're also going to pick a close enough fuel efficiency for the same reason. I've chosen 8.5 liters per 100 kilometers, but you can adjust this. For example, full-size pickups may be more popular among your staff, so that number may need to go up. Look up the average fuel prices for the last few months at retail stations within the circle, and the average working days per month for your staff. Now plug all of these numbers into the following formula and calculate. This will give you the monthly fuel cost. Note for audio listeners, the formulas and figures will be available in the written version. Lastly, groceries. Like transport, we're aiming for a close enough placeholder. You can substitute any items in volumes you like, but these are my recommendations to get an average monthly cost for an average minimum wage worker plus one dependent. Go to a generic grocery store within the circle and get the regular, non-sale, prices of the following. Again, for audio listeners, this list is available in the written version. Now that you have totals for the expenses, put those numbers into the following formula. This will give you total monthly living expenses. Put that total into the following formula for the monthly paycheck total, pre-deductions. Insert current federal and provincial income tax rates for your jurisdiction. With this final total, you can divide by monthly working hours for an hourly wage, or multiply by 12 for an annual salary. I'll provide an example of all this at the bottom of the article. After crunching these numbers, you may have concluded that paying a localized minimum wage would eat into your profits. This may be the case initially, but lowering turnover rates and increasing the quality of your hires will save you money long term. However, if it raises costs so high that the business would become unprofitable, you may need to consider that the business isn't viable. Being dependent on employees willing to work below the cost of living in your area will eventually end the business regardless, and I would argue is immoral. Want help localizing your minimum wage? You can find us at scalebright.ca. Localizing your minimum wage. Taylor Perron, Scalebright Solutions, January 27th, 2025.